Culture.
Ireland's Magdalene Laundries. Sisterly abuse. Books, films and TV shows reckon with church-run homes for fallen women.
Inside the convent, the young women's faces look wan and miserable as they scrub the floors or operate laundry machines. One turns to a visiting local coal merchant, played by Cillian Murphy, and begs for help. "Take her to the river," she implores, "so she might drown herself." Another has been locked in a freezing outhouse for days. The nuns insist it was a game of hide-and-seek gone wrong. Small Things Like These, released in America on November the 8th, is adapted from Claire Keegan's prize-winning novella of the same name. Set in New Ross, Ireland in 1985, it is a fictional tale with the unsettling tension of a horror film. But it is based on reality. Magdalene Laundries, in which fallen women were forced to work without pay, operated until the 1990s. Small Things Like These is part of a wave of stories reckoning with this grim history. The Woman in the Wall, a TV drama, aired in Britain in 2023 and in America earlier this year. The gothic thriller follows Lorna, played by Ruth Wilson, as she tries to ascertain the fate of the baby that was taken from her around 30 years earlier. It hinges on the church's practice of falsifying death records so that infants born out of wedlock could be privately adopted, many in America. The church accepted donations for facilitating these adoptions. The Magdalenes and I, a podcast, chronicles the experiences of survivors. So does Maureen Sullivan in her memoir, Girl in the Tunnel, published last year. She was sent to a laundry aged 12. Several fictional retellings in addition to Miss Keegan's novella have arrived, including Emma Martin's The Cruelty Men. Starting in the 18th century, Magdalene asylums, named after Mary Magdalene, a friend of Jesus, often described as a repentant prostitute, were run by both Catholic and Protestant patrons. They were advertised as rehabilitative, taking in women who had fallen into poverty or sex work. Later, they became more punitive. The Irish government regarded unmarried women as a moral problem and asked the Catholic Church to manage it. Women who were sent to a Magdalene asylum in the 20th century, often by their families, may have had sex out of wedlock. Others had come forward with claims of incest or rape. Sometimes they had committed a minor crime or were simply poor. Official estimates suggest that between 1922 and 1996, at least 10,000 women were confined in Magdalene laundries. They had to atone for their sins by washing, ironing and sewing from morning until night, 6 or 7 days a week, for no pay. The laundries often had lucrative contracts with hotels and government departments. Nuns beat anyone who protested or slacked. A woman could spend a long time inside too. A study of an institution called Donnybrook found that the average there was almost 24 years. The state had a different but similar institution for unwed pregnant women, mother and baby homes. Women would deliver their children there, infants would be removed from their care, and the women would often be forced to work at the home or be transferred to a laundry. In 2021, a government commission said that 56,000 unmarried mothers were taken to one of 18 mother and baby homes between 1922 and 1998. It is suspected that a further 25,000 were in institutions that did not come under the commission's purview. Magdalene laundries and mother and baby homes were not uniquely Irish. They existed in America, Australia, Britain and elsewhere in Europe. But Ireland's laundries were unusual, both in scope and longevity, enduring until the end of the 20th century, long after Magdalene institutions elsewhere had closed. In America, most closed by the 1960s, and in Australia by the end of the 1970s. Ireland is thought to have had the highest proportion of unwed women giving birth in mother and baby homes, and the highest adoption rate for illegitimate babies of any country. The abuses were an open secret. In the novella Small Things Like These, a character observes that there was plenty of talk about the convent, but people said lots of things and a good half of what was said could not be believed. Such willful ignorance meant that Magdalene laundries and mother and baby homes largely stayed out of the public consciousness until well into the 21st century. Activists, many of them survivors, have worked to change that. Since 2003, the Magdalen Names Project has tried to identify the women who lived and died in laundries. Justice for Magdalen's campaigned for an apology from the Irish government and financial redress for victims. It achieved both in 2013. Dogged investigations have brought new horrors to light. Efforts by Catherine Corliss, a historian, led to the discovery in 2017 of a mass grave thought to contain the remains of nearly 800 children at the site of the Bon Secours mother and baby home in Tuam. Exhumations at the site are scheduled to begin next year. Owing to neglect, the death rate for children in laundries was much higher than it was for illegitimate children in Ireland as a whole. Formal teaching about the Magdalen laundries and mother and baby homes would help spread awareness. But that seems unlikely, since the Catholic Church still manages more than 90% of primary schools in Ireland and more than 50% of secondary schools. Culture, then, plays an important role in education. Jo Murta, the creator of The Woman in the Wall, says that given the shame and silence that has surrounded the topic, it has always taken films, TV and theatre to get this story out there. He and Stephen O'Riordan, the host of the Magdalens and I podcast, both trace the knowledge of the laundries to The Magdalen Sisters, a film from 2002. Philomena, 2013, starring Judi Dench as a mother looking for her son, also introduced the topic to a wider audience. Catherine O'Donnell of University College Dublin believes that small things like these may have a similar effect on a younger generation. Next year, there will be students I know who will have heard of a Magdalen laundry because they know of the movie. The Irish government may do more. Roderick O'Gorman, the Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, recently brought forward legislation to protect privately held records about the homes and laundries, such as those held by religious institutions, by making it an offence to destroy them. It came into operation on November the 5th. This does not mean, however, that survivors have access to their own records or that they are publicly available. Campaigners are hoping for more progress and transparency by the time a new National Centre for Research and Remembrance opens in Dublin. It is in the early stages of development. Plans for the site of the former laundry on Sean McDermott Street, the last to close in 1996, include a museum, archive and memorial garden. The sins of the Catholic Church and those who inflicted suffering in its name cannot easily be washed away.